Delta kicker Zach Stanley, one of the best in the conference, launches it into the end zone. Caught there. Jacob Vance with his first touch of the football. We'll say his name a lot tonight, but he does catch in the end zone for a touchback, and the Cougars offense will get the football first here tonight. The good news is, like many fields around the area, this is turf, and if you were watching radar today from pretty much that Muncie-Kokomo line across the state on north, there was a ton of rain up this way throughout the day.
Yeah, it was even pouring in Greenfield. I mean, there was a good little storm going on.
Gehrig Swinniger at quarterback, the freshman, with two running backs off his right shoulder, three receivers. He will look to throw on first down and airs it out toward the sideline. Caught at the 45-yard line. Vance, I thought maybe stepped out of bounds at midfield. Keeps it going along the Delta sideline and then finally takes a shot and knocked out of bounds at the Delta 40 or 39-yard line. They're having to retrieve the football from along the sideline.
Man, what a way to start the game. I mean, That's what you need to start the game. You got to get that team hyped up, and they're looking ready to come out and give it to them. They just punched it down their throat right there, and I don't think they're going to take their foot off the pedal now.
40 yards through the air. Vance, with his long of 83 this season, sets up a new set of downs in Delta territory and a quick sling out along the line of scrimmage toward the sideline. Vance just got his head turned in time to see the football, got a hand on it, but couldn't make the catch, and it goes incomplete.
Yeah, that's one of those plays where just kind of threw it behind him or a little in front of him, but, you know, I've always been told if you get your hands on the ball, you should catch it, so.
A night where, with the rain today, the temperatures hovering in the mid-70s here at kickoff, the windows are fogging up in the press box. It's so humid. Swinniger looked like a broken play as the ball came out a bit awkwardly on the snap, turned, nobody to hand it off to. Quarterback keeps it himself and picks up about three. It'll be third down and seven.
That's a smart heads-up play right there, though, by Swinniger, knowing that, you know, the play was broken, like you said, to get at least a few yards. Instead of third and ten, it's about third and eight or seven.
Receiver wide to the left. Two receivers on our near-broadcast side to the right of the offense. Swinniger, three-step drop, throws, hit as he throws, and it is complete inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line.
Wow, that was a man's grab right there. I can't tell who that was. I think it was J.P. Fox. I mean, he just stepped right in front of that defender, and that defender, I think, looked like he had a hand on it, and he just snagged that away from him. That was a great catch right there.
Gain of about 11 for Fox, and really did a good job shielding the defender away from the football, and 2-for-3 passing early going here on this first series for Swinniger, and the Cougars moving the football, looking good early. Three receivers, two go to the left, and the snap for Swinniger. The pitch in the backfield dropped. Convenient bounce, though, as it fell along the 30-yard line, retrieved by Greenfield, and the play goes out of bounds at that point for a loss of about four, but it could have been much more painful than that.
Yeah, that was one bad bounce away from, I mean, that easily could have been taken back all the way right there. I mean, I don't think there were anybody on the Greenfield offense that could have, that was back far enough to catch up with if it were retained by Delta. That could have caught with that defender right there.
Lance McKee on the initial carry. Second down and long. Swinniger to throw. Looking left and complete at the 25. A curl and a run inside the 20 and down to the 17-yard line and very near the first down marker.
I don't know what's gotten into this offense, but this is the first time I've seen them come out so hungry, really, to score. About time, you know.
Jacob Regal on the catch and run, and now third down short. Greenfield a quick snap. Swinniger trying to sneak it for the first, and after some back and forth in the scrum, we'll have to wait on the placement of the football to see if he got it. They're indicating near the 16, and they're eyeballing across the way. It's short. It'll bring up fourth and less than a yard, and Greenfield's offense in Delta territory looks as if they will go for it.
Yeah, I mean, you're 0-7. There's nothing you can lose, man. You got to go for this right here. About 11 yards out, or 16 yards out.
The snap to Swinniger on the sneak didn't work a moment ago. This time he's off center. will throw on fourth down, complete inside the 15. Receiver wrestled down at the 14. That'll move the chains. Jacob Vance, one of his shorter catches of the year, but it keeps the drive alive.
And that may have been one of the most impactful catches of the year right there.
4 of 5 passing and a gutty call on fourth down. Not to go for it, but maybe to go to the air. And the Cougars still have a little something going. 1st and 10 now from the Delta 14-yard line.
I love how this offense is coming out, you know, really wanting to score. They haven't done that all season. They just come out and look content with what's going on. They're looking hungry right now.
Swanaker back off of center in the pistol, gets the snap. Quick throw out of the left side. Diving attempt, actually a falling attempt as Vance tried to gather that in. And again, a ball that was on the receiver just as the head turns, and he wasn't quite able to bring it in.
Yeah, that's the second time that's actually happened tonight with Vance. Yeah, they need to get in the huddle and kind of get that going.
2nd down, Cougars from the Delta 14. First possession of the game, 8:53 to play here in the first period. 2 receivers wide left, Vance in the slot left, 2 running backs in the backfield, and we'll see this ball go on the ground for Greenfield Central, and a good run up the middle, inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line.
Man, they just look so, I know you haven't, you've only broadcasted, what, 1 Greenfield game this year. They look so confident right now, and that's something that, you know, Mike and myself have not seen at all this year. They really look like they can hang in this game so far.
Certainly an effective trip up the field after the opening touchback on kickoff. Now inside the Delta 10. Swanaker to throw, slant on into the end zone. The ball's caught. Tackle made at the goal line, but it's into the end zone, touchdown.
Wow. This is seriously the best drive Greenfield has had all year, and they're not going up against, you know, any ordinary defense. I mean, this is a solid Delta team at 5-2, and they're looking really, really good right now.
Jake Vance on the catch, his 3rd on the drive, 50 yards through the air to Vance alone. The extra point is up, and Greenfield Central, not bad to start. 8:12 to go in the first quarter, and here on the 40 financial scoreboard, it's Greenfield Central 7, Delta nothing. There can be so many times when you are not winning that the opening 5 minutes of a ball game can really just suck it out of you. Turn it over, you punt after 3 plays. It's the kind of thing that you hope, if you're Greenfield fans, it can propel you through the rest of the ball game. What just happened right here?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we've been seeing that all season long, and I don't know what's gotten in their heads now, but they're finally looking like, you know, hey, we can play some good football. I think that youth of the, you know, the freshman and sophomore, like I said earlier, I think that's starting to show, and they're starting to look like they're upperclassmen now. They're playing really, really well right now. Hopefully their defense can step up and make this an interesting ball game.
Cougars the early lead and ready to provide us with a Caning equipment kickoff over toward the far sideline, and an over-the-shoulder catch made by one of the upmen going away from the coverage team. That run backwards to the football takes him down to the 28. He takes a knee there, and the Delta Eagles will bring their offense onto the field for the first time.
And, Johnny, I want to add something. I think this is the first lead Greenfield has had all year, if that says anything. And, man, they better keep it up.
Well, had the one late with Shelbyville.
Yeah.
The one late that didn't last long, as Shelbyville eventually would rally and win it with about 2:40 to go. But certainly early on, absolutely. Delta football, 1st down and 10, and a handoff and a run up the middle that goes for big yardage. 45 yard line, and we're going to call a lot of Delta names throughout the course of the night. And we'll get it started with a sophomore by the name of Javon Whitfield, who brings it across the 40 and out at the 44-yard line for a gain of 16. You know there's a lot of guys who start the night touching the football, because I already wrote 8 down in my rushing column for this game. 1st and 10, Delta sweeping the halfback from right to left and picking his way through. He finds some good yardage on 1st down out to the 50-yard line, and that'll be Number 24, Wesley Wooden, a senior, 6'1", 175.
And Johnny, like you said, how you wrote down eight names, they have eight guys that have over 15 attempts, and almost all of them are over 100 yards. That's insane.
By committee, by Delta all season, and after Charlie Spiegel a year ago, a drastic change for what this team has been able to do. Our third running back already, and a handoff to the right side, and a tackle made from behind at the last moment that kept that from going for first down yardage. It'll set up a third down and short. Number five, Zach Garner, who was last year's quarterback, picks up three in the rushing game here.
I feel like every down they're just bringing in a new guy. I mean, but that shows you how well that program is right there, that they can have eight guys that can punch it down your throat.
Receiver, wide right, two receivers come left on third down and a little better than a yard. Hunt will throw, and he short hops his target here near the Delta sideline. Number four, Tyler Gillen, the senior wide receiver, 5'9", 160 on the coverage for Greenfield Central. Number 13, Evan McLaughlin.
This is going to be a huge fourth down for Greenfield right here. I mean, if they can stop Delta right here and they get the ball back and their offense, you know, continues what they were doing, you got a lot of confidence in this game now.
Fourth down, Delta, just about a yard needed to sustain the drive from the Greenfield 47. Snap, Hunt the quarterback, keeps it, and the push is on, and I think the push is going to be enough for a first down down to the 45.
He had two little pushes right there. The first one looked like Greenfield might have had him, and then it looks like his running back came out of nowhere and shoved him right in the back, and he got that little extra yardage right there to get the first down.
Delta substitutions. Number two, Wesley Stitt, who will get some handles in this ball game. He checks out. Whitfield is back at the backfield. Three backs, two wings, a fullback, and the handoff up the middle is Whitfield. Caught early, spun around, and down after a gain of a couple.
Good tackle right there by Greenfield. Their defense, you know, even though Delta's slowly but surely pushing it up the field, their defense has looked a lot better than what they have been. This whole team has looked a lot better tonight.
5:50 and counting, first quarter. Greenfield Central, an 80-yard drive for touchdown to open the ballgame. One wing back set right, one fullback, and he'll stay in the block as Hunt looks to throw, airs it out. Wide receiver got behind two defenders at the 10, but in and out of the hands of Wesley Stitt on a ball he probably should have had. It'll bring up third down.
Man, he had his guys beat right there. I mean, he was what? I mean, honestly, he had the ball. He just dropped it. He could have easily scored right there. I mean, he had the guys beat, like I said. Man, if I'm the quarterback right there, I'm like, what are you doing?
Brings up third and nine. The ball at the Greenfield 44. Wide receiver wide to the right is Cameron Levers. He's a junior, 5'10", leads the team in catches coming into week eight. Hunt to throw on third and nine, and deflected, nearly caught, and then nearly picked off. Greenfield Central defender Chris O'Connor in front of the intended wide receiver. He gets both hands on it. It goes through to the receiver and then off the hands of Evan McLaughlin and incomplete. So Delta now a fourth down and nine, and Hunt has come up empty on his first three pass attempts.
If they get this right here, you know O'Connor's going to be like, man, I should have had that. Yeah, that's a heartbreaker right there when that ball goes right through your hands, man.
That ball had a little velocity on it as it came through. 7-0 Greenfield, and a big defensive play early with a fourth down and nine. Fake at the handoff, pressure up the middle. Hunt steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle, and it is incomplete. A little banging between the wide receiver and the DB, but the defensive back had the better position. The ball goes over both, and Greenfield Central with a score and a stop to begin this game.
And this is the best start to a football game they've had all year. It kind of stinks that it came around week eight, but, I mean, at least it came around, you know. Hopefully they can score on this drive, and we'll see what Delta does on the next one.
Cougars came out throwing the football. 77 yards on the 80-yard drive, including a 7-yard touchdown pass. Swinaker to Vance. Here come the Cougars trying to build on a 7-point lead. Low snap. Swinaker the clean catch to Vance. Ooh. Off his hands, tipped high into the air, and then dropped by number 4, Tyler Gillen, who was the secondary coverage man, and he had a pop-up that just fell right through his hands, incomplete. Makes you wonder if is the ball as wet as the windows are up here in the press box.
That's what I'm thinking. That's, what, like the second or third time that's happened on both sides of the ball.
You've got guys looking at their hands as if they've been deceived by the things on the end of their arms here early in this one. Second down, 10, working off the left hash. Swinaker to throw. High arcing pass to the right sideline. Dancing in on the toes. And a catch made by Greenfield Central as the receiver falls out of bounds. Nicely done by J.P. Fox.
Man, I love how they're coming out wanting to pass the ball in this little pistol formation. That's something they've, you know, to start the game, they've really kind of run the ball a lot these past few weeks. And now they're really coming out wanting to throw, and it's really working for this offense.
Fox with his second catch goes for good yardage, a first down, and now Greenfield Central moving the chains again and into Delta territory. Coming back the football is Fox, gets a block, and still not able to free up for much, but he does get positive yardage down to the 41. It'll be a gain of 2 as he was getting a block early from the fullback, trying to free him up, but a 2-yard gain. There's a lot of, sometimes I hate using this term, I think it gets overused, but there's a lot of rhythm to the Greenfield Central offense in the early going.
They're just really clicking right now, and it's fun to watch when a team can click like that, and man, they're really doing it.
Jason Gray, Jacob Vance out wide left, and coming out of the slot is Vance. A ball thrown over his left shoulder. He looks back, makes the catch, gets tackled, and they'll mark him down at the 39. It's going to be just a couple of yards. Got a third down at about 5 coming up.
Johnny, you said something about Swinaker tying the record last week for most completions in a game. I think he's on pace to break that record tonight. His receivers are not dropping anything.
So far, 8 of 11 passing, 97 yards, and that touchdown on the last drive. Third down and about 6. Swinaker tries to set up the screen. The ball is complete, but Delta had blown up the blocking assignments ahead of things, and that catch by Lance McKee is going to, let's wait on the spot, take him all the way back to the 43. It actually goes as a loss of 4. And the Cougars are going to have to punt.
One thing to look out for, I believe I see J.P. Fox out there, the backup quarterback. I know Greenfield likes to do these trick plays sometimes. Be interesting to see if they ever pull that out tonight.
They'll punt away here. High punt. Spiraling down. Hits on the turf. Takes a bounce. Wow. Caught by the Delta return man, who's quickly tackled at the 15-yard line.
Even though that drive didn't end how they wanted it to, they put Delta in a tough position right here.
If you're not going to win on the scoreboard in the drive, do you win in the battle for field position? The Cougars have done that so far.
Yeah. I mean, Delta, even though I think they had promise on their last drive, if they're really wanting to score on this drive, they really need to step it up.
3:18 to play, first period. Greenfield Central with a 7-0 lead. Delta second possession, first and 10 from the 15. Step a man in motion, give it behind to the fullback, and on the dive forward, Whitfield gets to the 21. It'll be a gain of 6.
Talk about stepping it up. That's a play right there.
The thing is with Delta, we've talked about the run by committee. We've talked about double-digit guys have scored touchdowns this year. You could see the run from the fullback. You could see the sweep from either of the halfbacks. They may even send a wide receiver on that sweep. For now, nothing too fancy. It's a run up the middle across the 30, out to the 33. And Whitfield has a first down and a gain of 12.
One thing that's really hurt Greenfield this year is the running game. I mean, I've seen so many teams just run the ball up Greenfield's throat this year. So far, they've kind of held their own, but this drive, it's not looking too well.
Delta sending a man in motion again. The handoff at the fullback and right up the middle. Whitfield takes a shot in the gut and is brought down at the 43, but not before he gets a little better than 10 yards, and that should be and is a Delta first down.
Ball carried up the middle by number 27.
That's got to be confusing, too. I mean, normally when you have a running back that can just, you know, hold the game like that, and then they have eight guys that they can bring in, that's got to be a tough scouting report right there.
Jaden Brown getting credit on the tackle on the last play. Delta, new set of downs, first and 10 from the Eagles 44. Hunt from under center, steps a man in motion, gives it off to the right wing back, and he curls over left guard looking for room and pushes out to midfield at about the 49-yard line. And the new man, told you we'd see Wesley Wooden eventually, his second carry, and this one goes for about five. And Tyler Antic, who enters play with his 100th tackle tonight, or not tonight, but for the season, leads the HHC. Hunt to throw on second down, and it is all but intercepted. Right into the breadbasket of the Greenfield coverage man, but unable to make the catch is Gavin Rose, who has a pick six this year.
That's so unfortunate. I think that's like the fourth or fifth time now that the defenders dropped the ball that just completely was in their hands. That stinks right there.
I would not be surprised if just for a moment Rose looked up and saw all the green because he had a free field in front of him. Handing off, the sweep running to the far right side. Flag down behind the play and out of bounds, I think before the marker, will be Zach Garner, and we'll check the flag.
Ball carry number 5, Zach Garner.
Garner out of bounds at the Greenfield Central 47, leaving him just shy of a first.
I'm guessing this is on Delta, because they're walking back.
Flag is sitting at the Delta. Well, they've moved the flag to right at midfield. And it will be against Delta. It's 10 yards. It's holding against the Eagles.
Very, very fortunate for the Cougars right there.
Delta would have been looking at a fourth and short, very short. And now third down and just better than 10. And now the officials coming together over the football after they've marked it off back to the 40. High school football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell, serving Hancock and Shelby counties with offices in New Powell and in Shelbyville. And now the referee has even come over to the line judge furthest away from the play, so I'm not sure what the discussion's about now. Now the referee goes over to talk to the Delta huddle just briefly. Haven't seen like a look up to the press box, say, for a clock. It's nothing like that. Now they signal him back to play. Third down and long. After the penalty at the 50, it moves the ball back to the 40, and Hunt will drop to throw on third and long and airs it out into double coverage, overthrown and incomplete.
That was a risky throw right there. That defender was about two steps from picking that, but on tonight's raid, he probably would have dropped it.
In that case, even if it would have been caught, it kind of would have acted as a punt anyway, which is what Delta is getting set to do right now after the holding penalty a few moments ago. Delta punter is, remember, somebody who's used to handling the football. Last year's starting quarterback and wingback, Zach Garner, but he's back inside his own 30. He'll hit a low end-over-end kick right into the return man at the 26-yard line. McKee to the 30 across the field, a flag down way back behind the play, and McKee is down around the 35-yard line.
Lance McKee.
Get the feeling this is going to be one of those holds or blocks in the back that had nothing to do with the play, but it was spotted. Flag was moved up to the 34.
And from the looks of it, this might be on Greenfield.
Holding Greenfield. So from the 34, the spot of the infraction, which was more or less where the play came to an end, 10 yards off, back to the 24. And here comes the Cougars offense that has looked very good, very efficient in the passing game in this first period. Just over a minute to play in the first. Greenfield Central with a 7-0 lead. Swinaker looks to go to the ground game on first and 10, and whack, a tackle made across the 20-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 3, maybe 4 on the carry.
That almost looked like it was going to be a broken play. Swinaker held the ball waiting for someone to come grab it to run the ball, but someone came eventually, but it didn't pan out too well for them.
Cougars with a new play clock underway, and just barely will have to snap this football, but they're already coming up to the line of scrimmage on second down and about 13. Swinaker in pistol. Straight drop. Flings it out to the right side. Hit as he throws it, and it's off the hands and incomplete.
I don't think 42, I believe that's Tate Helm. I don't think he saw that ball until last second.
I kept meaning to ask you because we don't have 42 on the roster.
Yeah.
So it looks like it is Tate out there at number 42, ball off his hands. And now clock stopped with the incompletion, 28 seconds left in the period. And let's see how adventurous Coach Spear wants to be on what is third down and long deep in his own territory. Swinaker the snap. He will throw, slings it upfield, and into double coverage, and over everybody, incomplete. So the field is slung.
Mm-hmm.
Greenfield Central will come in and punt this ball and put a foot on the ball at around the 12 or 13-yard line.
Yeah, not a great drive right there.
Cameron Levers back to receive, standing in midfield. High kick, Levers calling fair catch, and makes it at the 45. And that's where the Eagles will take over on offense with 18 seconds left in the period. High school football tonight being brought to you by 40 Financial. It's about you and your future with 40 Financial. Tonight's game also brought to you by 9 Star Connect. Greenfield Central, we've got a ball game here through 12 minutes, nearly 12 minutes at 7-0.
Yeah, this is 100% the best quarter they played all season. A lot of effort out there tonight. A lot of effort.
Eagle football for a third time. Hunt will work from under center. A fullback, two wings, two receivers, one set to each side. Step the left wing in motion. Give it to the fullback coming in from behind. And a run up the middle for what is going to be, looks like, just shy of first down yardage into Greenfield territory by Whitfield. And now they are saying it is a first down, 10 yards on the game.
Ball carried up the middle by number 27, Javon Whitfield.
And Javon Whitfield has been getting the early part of the carries, 6 of the 9 on the ground for Delta. And they'll flip ends of the field as we've come to the end of 12 minutes of play. On the Caning Equipment scoreboard, Greenfield Central 7, Delta nothing.